As we're all expecting parcels in the post this Christmas, watch out for a new text message scam. Commissioner for Consumer Affairs Denny Sulio joins us now to tell us more. Hi there, Commissioner. How are you?
I'm well, Jenny. Yourself?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And Christmas time is a great opportunity for scammers. We're all kind of, we've got our minds on different things. And of course, you know, we're expecting parcels and packages and maybe some unexpected ones. Tell us about this latest scam.
Yeah, what we're seeing is text messages coming through to people with a message saying things like, we tried to deliver your parcel, please click on this link to make arrangements, or if you don't click on this link and contact us, your parcel will be returned, and things like that. And my partner's in fact getting them as well. So they're quite concerning in that people think, well, it's Christmas, someone may have sent me something, so I'll click on the link, and then asking for personal details and other information again, or there's potentially where they're putting malware and getting access into your computers. So it's often in generally threatening language for some reason, and it's almost this, if you don't do this by 5 p.m. today, you're going to lose your parcel, or we're going to contact or there's going to be costs incurred and things like that.
Oh dear.
So the parcel one is a worry. And in a similar tone, there's others talking about the fact that you owe money and asking for you to click on a link and provide those details as well. So there is really some, you know, some threatening, intimidating language coming out of some of these. So some they're trying to take advantage of the fact that you might receive a parcel and not be thinking about it, and others are sort of threatening you with court action.
And it's always good to be wary, particularly of threatening language, because that is psychologically motivates you to do something kind of erratically sometimes. And really, a company shouldn't be doing that sort of thing if they're just encouraging you to pick up a parcel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it is, it's that sort of thing where you suddenly feel that you have to do something quickly, or you're in the middle of something, but if you don't do it, you'll be in trouble. So you click on the link and just get it dealt with, and that's where you can come unstuck.
So how do you tell then that it's, aside from, you know, maybe the fact that it's quite threatening, how else can you tell that it's not a legitimate package company?
Yeah, generally if you are, not, if you're not expecting something, obviously if you're expecting something, that's fine. If you're not expecting something, and these are coming just from an individual's mobile number, so if there's something from Australia Post, for example, they'll often have an AusPost type address in their text messages. Or say who they're from. This doesn't actually say it, what company it is or anything like that. So generally, if it's a courier company, they'll indicate who they are, or they'll try and ring you and make those arrangements. So if there's nothing on there saying who they are and where they're from, be very sceptical. If it is a legitimate package, it'll eventually find you, or your post office will contact you, or put something in your letterbox and things like that. They generally, if there's an attempt at delivery, they'll leave something in your letterbox rather than text you to log into something. So just avoid that altogether.
Your wife didn't click on it, did she?
No, she didn't. No, she's. I think she's heard me talking to you enough to realise that don't open anything and don't click on anything.
Sometimes just the act of pressing a link can take you to a page where you think that it can either download malware, or it can take you to a page where you think it's a legitimate site, and then you enter in all your private details thinking it's like the front page of a login site, and that's how they get you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So either, as you say, either it'll download something straight onto your computer or your phone, or take you to a site. I dealt with a matter a few years ago where there's a company purporting to be a government, a US government agency, and was providing, asking for personal details in relation to it, and then had an invitation to, if you don't believe us, click on the regulator's website here, and it took you to a page that looked like the regulator's website, which is just made up, and it verified that they were licensed and legitimate, which was all, again, fake. So people go to huge lengths to convince you that they're legitimate when they're not.
Right. Go back to the source, go back to Google, get the old white or yellow pages out.
Exactly right. We might have to go old school to avoid these internet scams.
So 'tis the season for generosity spending and ATO scams.
Yes, exactly. And this is, you know, again, a similar approach to more the debt collection process, where there seems to be a lot more of them, to the point where ATO felt the need to put out a warning as well. But again, it's someone, often overseas people, are pretending to be, to ringing up or sending an email pretending to be from the ATO, saying that you've got an ATO debt and that there'll be enforcement action taken and you may be imprisoned if you don't provide all of your details. And or make a payment. And what we're seeing is people making payments over the phone or providing their personal details and their tax details and logging on. So again, it's either taking your money or your personal details. And again, this is quite concerning because when a number of people who get communications from the tax office and a phone call saying you owe us money if you don't either pay us or provide us your personal details, depending on the nature of the call, they become intimidated and feel like they have to comply. We are a reasonably compliant society, so when someone does that, it is quite scary. And language similar to the other text messages that I was talking about before, where it's things like this is your last warning and actions required before you. One of the text messages says action is required before you lose eligibility. Doesn't say what eligibility is, but it is these threatening language, threatening responses that you could be either prosecuted or jailed for doing something or not doing something, and people fall for it and people comply, and it's people think it's the right, it's a tax office, so I've got to do the right thing.
And the ATO, you can always call them 1-800-008-540. They'll tell you what's going on if it is a legitimate issue.
Exactly.
More than likely not if you're getting something like that from supposedly the ATO.
Yeah, they generally don't ring up and threaten
like
unlawful outlaw motorcycle gangs or something. They don't operate like that. So it's something to be aware of.
Fair enough. Now, Woolworths has warned customers of a social media scam that's fooled more than 50,000 people. Tell us about this hoax.
Yeah, again, it's just getting people's access to people's information and data. So what we've seen is, and this one probably falls into the, if it's too good to be true, it probably is, Woolworths offering you $100 if you like their Facebook page. And I'm sure Woolworths are very generous, but they probably don't need likes on their Facebook page for various reasons. So they're offering a free grocery box worth $100 if you share or comment on a post on this Facebook page, which is a fake Facebook page. It was, people noticed it and looked, I think it looked odd, and they reported it to Woolworths or contacted Woolworths, asked about it, and it was then taken down. But it had been shared about 50,000 times. Now, that is a way of people getting access to your Facebook information. It is a way of them, for a start, getting, I think they get money through having likes on Facebook as well. So it's really just trying to get people to either provide access in relation to their Facebook page or them getting some money through likes. But again, it dupes people into thinking they're getting something for it. And I'm hoping this one's a little less dangerous from the point of view of your information, because there's a lot of stuff on Facebook that people share fairly readily anyway, but it's something you can really be careful about.
Yeah, and
personal information.
I suppose if you feel like you've been duped into it, if you click on a link and then you end up signing in again, but it's actually not Facebook, you've just given your information to someone else, maybe just reset your password, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that is an important message about, if you think you've been scammed, certainly reset your password, and it's worth doing that quite regularly in any event. But and you can understand why people, again, we're leading up to Christmas. You see a $100 food voucher at Woolworths, you think that's a great thing, so I'll do that. Looks legitimate, and so it's not that people are being naive in relation to that. It is, it's something that is potentially believable in the lead up to Christmas. So it is, that's what makes it really hard to decipher and distinguish between what's real and what's not, and what's a scam and what's not. So, as I often say to you, Jenny, it's just this healthy level of scepticism about everything, and just do some inquiries and do a bit of a Google search every time you see something that looks great, but is it too good to be true? Do some research before you click on the link. But certainly things that are just unsolicited contacts to get money or get your personal details, just avoid them altogether.
Well, thanks for the great advice, and have a wonderful Christmas and all the best.
You too. I'm sure we'll catch up in the new year.